Lieutenant, could you tell me your full name?
My full name is Murley.
Okay, how do you spell that?
S-M-U-R-L-E-E.
M-U-R-L-E-E. Okay. And your address is... M-I-T-T?
M-A-N.
Okay. And you were born where?
I was born in Shulenburg, Texas. That's Fayette County.
How you spell it?
How you spell that there? But I never was there. I never did try to learn that because I never was there long enough.
Yeah.
I was raised in Caldwell County, Lockhart. Lockhart, Texas.
Okay. I'm still guessing on Shulenburg there.
Okay. I know where I did, but I never did learn how to spell it because after I never was around there.
Lived in Lockhart,
Texas.
Okay, until you were
13.
Okay. And then?
I came to San Antonio June 19th, 1937.
Juneteenth?
Uh-huh. Yep.
It was a good day, huh?
That sure was.
You been here ever since?
Ever since.
Okay. And you are how old?
51.
Okay. Okay, what's your occupation?
Well, I worked at a motorcycle shop before I went blind.
Okay. Writing this down here. What's your religion?
Baptist.
Okay. And let's see. Can you start with the beginning and tell me all the schools you went to here in San Antonio?
I didn't go but two. I went to Grant Elementary School and Dunbar Junior High School.
Okay, Grant.
Elementary.
Elementary.
And Dunbar Junior High.
Okay. And you finished what grade?
About seventh, I think.
Okay.
For a long time.
Alrighty.
Well, I stopped in the seventh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm writing it down. Have you ever been in any clubs or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Have you been active in the church? Do you go a lot?
No, just a bench member.
Just what?
Bench member. Just go and sit and listen.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you go every Sunday or just...
No, I haven't been now in a long time.
Uh-huh.
I don't do any getting around after I went blind. I go very little now. A ride makes me sick, so I just don't do any going.
Uh-huh. You can get car sick from
it.
Yeah, that happens to me when I try and read.
It bothers me some. I can get in the car and go from here to town, and when I get out of town, I'm just wet and nervous and just want nothing to stay in here.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's bad. What causes that?
Well, one doctor said I had a sensitive inner ear.
Hmm.
That's what he said.
Uh-huh.
And so the last time I was in a car, I had to go to the dentist, and I took some cotton and stuck it in my right ear.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed it didn't bother me then, so I don't know if it's my right ear that's sensitive or the type of car I was in or what.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to do in the future. Let's see. Have you ever traveled very much or anything like that?
A little bit. I've been to California twice.
Okay.
1956, I went out there and I stayed a month out there in 56, and then I went back out in 58 and I stayed 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I stayed a while in San Diego and a while up in San Francisco.
Uh-huh. You had relatives out there or friends?
Yeah, I don't know what relatives. My mother and sister lived out there.
Uh-huh.
See, my mother and father separated.
Uh-huh.
And so I went out there to stay with my, visit my mother and stepfather. In '56,
mm-hmm.
And then in '58 I went out to visit my mother and my sister.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.